Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Overall, the issue we're looking at here is that we often have a keen sense of our strengths and other people's weaknesses. So imagine that everybody comes from these different areas, and they're all very, very conscious of their own strengths, and they can see everybody else's weaknesses. That's the blind spot concept that I'm talking there. But we don't tend to, the blind spot is our own weaknesses. What I'm trying to do is, instead of arguing from your strengths to everybody else's weaknesses, first look to Christ, because he's going to put everything into perspective for you. He's going to illumine by his Spirit some of your own weaknesses and your sins and your temptations, but then also trust the Spirit to be able to look at somebody else, and even when you disagree with them on a principled aspect, understand if there's something that they can teach you, even if it's just about ministering to people who are not like you. There's something valuable in that. You don't have to agree with somebody else to be able to learn something from them. In my job, we get a lot of criticism from a lot of different angles, and it's not very fun. But what I try to do is say, you know, this person who disagrees with me so much reaches people I don't tend to reach. Is there anything that I can do to try to learn from that person on the foundation of Scripture, on the foundation of the gospel, to be able to communicate in a way that they will see my perspective and they will see Christ more clearly? That's kind of one of my end goals of what I'm trying to accomplish here, and what we try to do at the Gospel Coalition in terms of our editorial perspective.
Colin, I'm interested in getting your perspective how spiritual gifting relates to this. I mean, wouldn't someone have a gift that would push more toward one area than another? Does that get us out of balance?
Yeah, well, the gifting is something that comes from the giver, comes from God. It comes through the Holy Spirit. So it's a good thing if God's gifted you with courage to stand for the truth, or it's a good thing if he's gifted you with compassion to care for the poor and the marginalized. If he's gifted you with evangelism, you take advantage of that. You exercise that. As 1 Corinthians 12 says, 1 Corinthians 12:7, now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. That's part of what I'm trying to get at here. It's not meant to just surround yourself with other people who are just like you. God gives you these gifts so that you can be with people who are not like you, who have a different kind of gifting. So gifting is one of the things that pushes us in one of these directions or another, and that's very good. I'd say another thing that pushes us in one of these directions is simply our personality, which often goes along with that gifting. But the personality is kind of a combination of nature and nurture. And then the other category that I would look at is experience.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.